In June this year, the Environmental Protection Agency reported that there had been no improvement in the quality of water in our rivers, lakes, estuaries and groundwater. That of the around 4,500 bodies of water here, almost half were unhealthy or imminently at risk. We were talking to Dr. Emer Cotter on the morning of that report. She told us her findings were very disappointing, that clean water is absolutely essential to everything we do, our health and well-being, our source of our drinking water, that having clean water is not an optional extra, it's not something that's just nice to have, it's a vital public good and we need to do everything we have to make it better. The government's latest water action plan promises to make it better. Minister of State at the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage with Special Responsibility for Nature, Heritage and Electoral Reform and Green Party TD for Carlow Kilkenny, Malcolm Noonan joins us now. Malcolm Noonan, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What's your plan?
Well, as I agree with everything Emer has said there about when that EPA report was launched, and certainly if we look back, we've made good strides in terms of climate action and in terms of biodiversity. The one area that we're falling down on is in water quality. And this third cycle of River Basin Management Plan, or Water Action Plan, is going to make significant strides and a marked departure from previous plans. So there's a number of components to it. The first element of it will be to have a programme delivery office which will have oversight over the entire delivery of the plan and ensure that there's accountability for implementing bodies and industry, NGOs, farmers, local communities all have to play their part. Secondly, there'll be a stronger focus on compliance and enforcement. It's important that we do retain the nitrates derogation. I think to do that, we have to take a science-based and evidence-based approach. We'll be ensuring that there'll be 60 new staff employed in our local authorities to carry out increased inspections. And also to ensure, that's the stick part of it, but the carrot part is the Farming for Water European Innovation Partnership, which will support farmers to carry out measures on farms. And then there's ongoing commitments in terms of wastewater infrastructure, which our department is supporting Ishgairn to do, and that increased capital investment to deal with those wastewater treatment plants. There's a big component there on barriers, or what we call hydromorphology. So there's a river barriers mitigation program which will reduce the barriers to free-flowing rivers, and I think that's something hugely important. So we could make all these huge strides on nitrates and phosphates, but if we don't do the barriers, we're not going to meet the good status that we need in all our water bodies.
This is the third water plan of its type from government. It was signed off by Cabinet in July. The last one, covering 2018 to 21, expected to see improvements in 726 water bodies. That's of over 4,500. That was revised downwards to 152. There was a net improvement in 15 of them. If the last plan failed so badly, why would this one work?
I think the distinct difference between this one, Gavin, is the Programme Delivery Office. And right down at the top level, there's going to be accountability right the way through. And the final component will be that local communities will have a role, an active role, through the community catchment fora and the 46 catchment management plans. I heard Sinead earlier being interviewed, and she was critical of the fact that it's not at catchment management level. Well, it will be. I think that's a hugely important part of it. So it's, you know, there's capital investment here, there's significant financial investment.
Is there any new money here? The plan talks about continuing the strategic investment in wastewater infrastructure through funding for Ishgairn with over €2.3 billion for the period 2020 to 2024, which we're almost at the end of. Is there any new money behind this plan?
Yeah, I mean, there's a 137% increase on the second cycle. So there's projected expenditure of $706.5 million. And that, you know, added to that, we have a Climate and Nature Fund, $3.15 billion, which can be triggered to use particularly for issues like the barriers mitigation program. I think that those are capital intensive projects and complex in terms of public participation as well. So all of that combined with the $60 million that we've put in on the Farming for Water European Innovation.
But that's money that has already been announced. Is there new money behind this plan today?
Yes, there is. And as I said, all implementing bodies have a role to play here. So it's the money that we're investing through our department, but also each agency has a role to play, be the farm organisations through the acres. So it's not necessarily new money. It is in the sense that it is the capital monies that are going into projects.
Okay,
but
it's existing
program,
money.
It's the Farming for Water. It's all of these projects that combined will help us achieve our targets.
The aim here is to restore 300 water bodies to good status by 2027, which is very ambitious considering the last plan. But that's only about 10% of our waters, which will leave nearly 40% of them still unhealthy at the end of this plan.
Well, there are also, on top of that, there's also targeted measures there to improve a further 500 And as I said, I can't stress enough the importance of the Farming for Water EIP. We launched that a couple of weeks ago. That's €60 million in funding that has those targeted actions. On top of that, we have the new Nitrates Action Programme, which will bring in tighter controls and application and methods.
On that, Minister, on tighter controls, are you going to assess given farms for nitrates runoff?
Yes, so the additional 60 new staff in local authorities are going to carry out further inspections on 4,500 farms every year. That's an important component of it. So there's the elements of the Farming for Water, which are the carrot part, which will help and support farmers to carry out the right measures to prevent runoff, will be in tandem with increased inspections. I think that's a really important part of it. So I think we in developing...
So farms will be assessed for nitrates runoff, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But also the measures that are in place there, it's important to say as well, the measures that we're putting in place in Farming for Water, measures that are in place there through ACRES, the new ACRES schemes, around looking after our rivers, I think are going to be important.
Briefly, before we let you go, the Arterial Drainage Act, which dates back to 1945 and prioritises the drainage of agricultural land for grazing over any impact that using rivers as drainage systems might have on a waterway. I know this is a suggestion here that it's going to be reviewed. Is it going to be revoked?
Well, the review is to look at how it's come, as Sinead said earlier, it's completely antiquated, outdated piece of legislation. It hasn't, really not fit for purpose in an area where we're talking about nature restoration. So I think it's critically important that it's reviewed, that review is carried out comprehensively.
Okay.
We welcome the fact that the OPW has committed to this within this really important plan.
Minister of State Malcolm, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.